Pigweed here from Beer and Conversation with Pigweed and Crow Hill. Today we review a Doppelbock and talk about how the left ruins everything. Hello and welcome to Beer and Conversation with Pigweed and Crow Hill. Good afternoon, Crow Hill.
Good afternoon, Pigweed.
What is on your mind?
So I've got a couple of three daughters, and some of them were really into Disney princesses, and I read this recently.
They should be.
Yeah. I read this recently from a female writer. My worst nightmare is that Cinderella, Belle, Elsa, and other princesses should show up in pantsuits, no makeup or jewelry, and unwashed, limp hair to show that princesses don't have to be dressed in elegant, sparkling gowns or be ethereal to play the part.
She's saying that would be her nightmare.
That would be her nightmare. The idea of taking this thing that all these girls all around the world look up to and love and think, wow, that's beautiful and I love that, and say, no, we're going to bow to feminism and make them ugly.
Well, that's
and
true. But who would want to do such a thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. But I think,
I think it's time for another installment.
I think it's enough. It is. Because there is a group.
How the left ruins everything.
Yes.
And we can start with princesses.
All right. Yes, we can.
But first. This is not your ordinary Doppelbock.
No, because normally you think of a Doppelbock, you think of Germany.
Yep.
And I had not even heard of Moretti beers until I was out to dinner with an Italian...
Beer Moretti!
Yeah, with an Italian co-worker who ordered a Moretti, and it wasn't this one, but...
And they had it?
Yeah, I'd never even heard of it. And then I was at good old Total Wine looking around for something interesting to drink, and I saw this one. It's their version of a Doppelbock.
So coming in at 7.2, is that on the high end?
It is.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I think
this one's only 11.2 fluid ounces, so that makes up for the extra alcohol. But so a Doppelbock should be malty, should be a little strong, and should not have too much hops in it.
I'm also getting some chocolate notes.
Yeah. And that kind of dried fruit, you know.
Yeah.
Fig, plum, all that kind of stuff they talk about. That kind of generic dried fruit flavor. Yeah. All right. It's got some sweetness to it. It's got a malty backbone. Okay.
I've never heard of it, but that's really good.
It is pretty good. It's not as dark as I would have expected.
It's full-bodied, a lot of mouthfeel, lovely creamy colored head.
Yeah, if you slosh it around in your mouth, you get a real, a lot of that dark fruit kind of flavor in your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Dark fruity, that's good.
Yeah, I like it. So, if you're thinking of a Doppelbock, think about this one.
Yeah. Yes, you might not think of Italy.
But it's a good one. There you go. All right, give it a go. So, yeah, Disney princesses. You know, girls love Barbies and princesses and all this kind of stuff.
And the left, seems like, by definition, if anything is popular,
they're going to hate it.
Which is, I don't know why we even listen to the people anymore.
Here's the problem. The one difference between the left and the right is that the left believes that people are a blank slate to be written on. Mm-hmm. So they see Disney princesses and Barbie dolls as something that the culture is imprinting on young girls so that they will grow up loving that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where the reality is, girls are just attracted to that. That's what girls like. That's what they naturally like, and that's why it's popular. It's popular because girls like it. It's not some conspiracy to make girls like it. They just like it.
Yeah. And yes, I mean, it's a capitalist enterprise. You're trying to sell a product, and this is what they already like. And there's also a leftist contempt for the hoi polloi. Yes. So if yes. if it has mass appeal, it is by definition
probably wrong. That's right. Disgusting. Yeah. So the thing that girls all over the world naturally gravitate toward and love. No, we can't stop. We can't do that because that's teaching them wrong body type images or whatever.
I saw one where this is another aspect of how the left ruins everything, how the left ruins theater.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a high school production of Hunchback of Notre Dame,
mm-hmm.
and the best actress in the school, is a white girl, and they're like, Esmeralda is a gypsy, which is that means she's a woman of color. And so we need to have... So you know what the director did? We're not doing a play this year. I shut the whole thing down.
Wow.
I mean, he would be my man of the week if I could figure out where that came from.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that's how the left ruins theater, because, right, with this...
How about literature? How about literature? Instead of pursuing excellence, they pursue diversity.
Yes, you know, I tell you what, I went and looked, well, this is a few years ago, not too many years ago, maybe less than 2 years ago, I looked at my old college's English major requirements.
Right.
And just trembling with what I was going to run into.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the old canon.
Good.
Yeah. Now, of course, at the 300 level, with your electives, you can take Chicano literature and whatever literature, feminist literature, Marxist criticism, that's all fine. But right there in the 100, 200 level, it seemed to be grounded in the classics. Right. So
what a horrible thing that in America, in Western civilization, we would teach you the classics of Western civilization. what a horrible idea that is.
Well, that's the word we live in.
Right. All right, so how about late night television?
Can't watch it. I haven't watched it since David Letterman.
It used to try to stay away from politics mostly, or at least be somewhat even-handed.
When you had Letterman Leno,
it was funny.
You couldn't beat it.
It was funny, but now...
Of course they're taking shots at the president. Fine.
But it wasn't. It wasn't deeply partisan stuff. It was like silly stuff. Now late night television is relentlessly political and not even funny.
And you might as well, and let's throw Saturday Night Live in there.
Right, exactly.
They still have a few winners.
Yeah.
But mostly, not interested in seeing it because it's just, it's going to try to ram down a political...
Yeah, imagine, like, I remember I was on this trip in high school with a couple of friends, and we went out to this guy's house out in West Virginia, and we happened to be up that night when Wild and Crazy Guys... And the King Tut,
Steve Martin was hosted.
King Tut, and there was another classic one. The Coneheads. I think that was later. That might have been later. Anyway, at least Wild and Crazy Guys and the King Tut thing were both on that night, and they were hilarious. And this was, imagine what that would do today. If you did
that's cultural appropriation. Wild and Crazy Guys is... Well, I was going to say you're making fun of immigrants, but they're white immigrants, so it probably
so it doesn't matter.
You can probably make fun of them all you like.
But yeah, it used to be funny. Now it's not funny. How about religion? The left turns everything into a left wing social organization and forget all the things that it's really about. You're not going to talk about the actual doctrines of the church. You're not going to talk about any of those kind of things. You're just going to talk about being nice, and it just waters down religion into something. You're as well staying home watching TV as going to one of those churches.
Babylon Bee is still taking shots at Joel.
Oh yeah,
they said they had security. Checkpoints at the church to make sure that nobody brought a Bible in.
To check what the idiot was saying. Yeah. Babylon Bee is just hilarious.
It's amazing.
I follow them on Instagram now, and they, man, they're just hitting it right on the head.
They installed slot machines in the church. That way people could go in.
That's right. Or people calling it a peaceful protest.
Well, right. Right. They said churchgoers disguise themselves as rioters to gather for a church service.
That's right. That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because there's no limits on going to liquor stores or riots. But
Places to gamble, right?
Yeah, places to gamble, but that would be too dangerous to.
How about sports? Like I always thought of sports as the thing that everybody could come together on. You could be out to lunch with somebody, and they could be totally opposed to you on everything, politically. But at least you could talk about sports.
Yes, and you're at the stadium, and you hug a perfect stranger at the time of after a touchdown,
right?
Because how professional sports have become such a money making monstrosity. You remember Ken Beatrice?
Mm-hmm.
Like we used to listen to sports talk. Was half an hour a day, and it was a big deal. Now everybody, every location has a 24-hour sports radio show. There's several sports TV shows, 24 hours.
Yeah.
Even when there's no sports going on, it's still talked about. Anyway.
Talking about the draft or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So I was thinking, what is going on here? And I thought that life had become so, that right and wrong had become so ambiguous.
Yeah.
That you could get solace in sports, like he was on the line or he was off the line.
Interesting.
It was in or it was out.
Interesting.
And the clarity of that
became
more appealing to people as the clarity of real life became less clear.
Huh.
The people were drawn to that. And the other thing was what you're saying is just the camaraderie that this was a place where you could get away from all of that.
Right.
And you could be high-fiving best buds with somebody that you don't know any of their politics about. And so that was the safe space away from that. But what has the left done to it?
Well, now, so starting with Colin Kaepernick, I guess. Trying to turn it into a political demonstration. And of course, the gutless NFL is kowtowing to these idiots. And it's had a toll. ESPN started getting very political, and their numbers dropped, and NFL is starting to get political, and now their numbers are dropped.
Yeah,
we don't want that.
Sports Illustrated, one of the great Saturday Night Live episodes was this musical number they did about these young men the day the Sports Illustrated bikini issue came out.
Uh-huh.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
But now you have to have a woman in a bikini, a woman that's 400 pounds, and now the cover is a trans woman. Right, so I'm sure that subscription's been cut in half.
They do have a 56-year-old model that came out recently. She's actually
problem with that.
But politics trumps everything. It's like, okay, you think you like looking at the bodies of young women? No, we're going to spoil that.
Yeah, we are. We're going to ruin. The left will ruin even the Sports Illustrated. Should be its own topic. They've ruined bikini magazines.
How about this free speech?
Oh, so, my God.
Half of America's young people say they believe in free speech, but not hate speech.
Okay. Which everybody gets to define for themselves.
Exactly.
Which hate speech is. Vote Trump 2020.
Well, hate speech,
that could be anything.
Hate speech is when you say something I don't agree with. I mean, that's basically what hate speech
kind of gets in the way of free speech.
It kind of does. And they don't have. They've never been taught to reason well enough to know how stupid what they're saying is. That's the thing. That's part of what bugs me.
And all of the professors and administrations, all the grown-ups in the room, are giving in to. Woke-ass, snowflake, temper tantrum children.
Right. Yeah.
Instead of saying, look, we're not doing that
Cut
here.
It out.
Go find another school if you don't like it.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't like that, go away. This is what we do here.
Yeah.
The rainbow. Oh, my gosh.
There used to be a favorite theme for children's rooms.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what could be more fun than all the colors? Roy G. Biv.
Yeah.
All the colors of the rainbow.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Now Jesse Jackson tried to adopt the rainbow, right? The Rainbow Coalition
was in the
80s.
Yeah.
And I guess his idea of all the colors meant all of the brown and black people,
yeah.
Were together in some whatever it was, nah, he's been tossed aside mm-hmm. because the rainbow only means one thing. It's gay pride.
Now it means, yeah, LGBT.
Yeah, so I read. So you
sorry, I missed some letters. LGBTQIAXYZ.
And you have to, and then there's A on the end is the ally. So I'm not any of those things, but I'm still pro all of those things. That's right.
That's what the A is.
Yeah, still a big fan of.
Right, and of course, there's a culture of all those people. The lesbians, gays, trans, bisexual.
Oh, yeah, they're all queers. One united group.
Yeah, they all hang out on Friday nights all the time.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right, so the rainbow has now become that.
Exactly. So you, or you can't. Hawaii is the their university is the Rainbow Warriors. That's always been there. Rainbows are in Hawaii like every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's fitting, but. I'd be afraid to put the sticker on my car, worried about who's going to get hit on by. Yeah. You know?
Or what about your kid? Comes, Daddy, I want a rainbow on my wall in the bedroom.
I'm sure you do. It would be beautiful. I think it's a great idea. With a unicorn? Yeah, it's a great idea. I don't know about all that. It's already been decided that we're not allowed to use that. It's theirs, not ours. So.
How about race? We are the least racist, most multiracial society in world history. But all we hear about all the time is how racist and horrible we are.
Yes, yes.
You watch television shows, and there are interracial couples. You watch movies, and there are
interracial
couples.
They're on the out, though. I have predicted, and it's coming. It's coming.
Is it?
Right? So
because now that's no longer a good thing.
Now
it's
you're...
Like, it's like the whole woke racist ally thing.
It's appropriating or something like that. So about 2 years ago, I saw the first... first time it was like a pizza. Mm-hmm. Interracial couple. I'm like, oh, it's interesting. You don't see that mm-hmm. all the time. Within 6 months, you could not see a commercial. Everybody's like, wait a minute, I got it. We're going to, you know, outwoke everybody, and we're all of our... So now, it's just like disproportionate number. I don't know how many... There's interracial couples everywhere, but not... Everywhere, okay. It's not 50% of them. You know what right. I mean?
There just aren't that many races to go around if we're doing that.
So yes, and as I was like, you know what? I got the feel that this is going to peak and decline, and it has.
Yeah.
So now, yes, now you know your race mixing is for the left. So when the right was saying it was bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were monsters. Mm-hmm. Now the left has their own way of saying, you know, you're watering, you know, you're stealing from our culture or something right. like that. We did some printing for a Montgomery County, you know, guy running whatever. There's a picture of him and his husband, okay, mm-hmm. and their two black adopted kids.
Yeah, probably that's bad now.
And I'm sure they're thinking. Oh my, we could.
We are as woke as we could possibly be.
We are untouchably woke.
Right. Yep.
Now there's backlash to white couples adopting black kids.
Sure.
Which I guess a lot of them are doing it because there aren't a lot of white babies available.
Right.
And so now these available black kids will just sit in orphanages, I guess.
That would be better than having them be raised by white people. Right, yeah. What a crime that would be.
All right, they've ruined adoption. They've ruined interracial dating.
ruined the lives of these poor black kids who need to be adopted. I mean, for heaven's sakes. So, you know, you think of conservatism versus liberalism. And conservatism basically wants to preserve, okay. So what the opposite of preservation is like tearing things down. So you could say
just in a broad word.
Yeah, you
broad
could
sense.
Say that the left only destroys. It doesn't build, it just destroys.
No.
I think
they don't even say what they want to replace
the thing
that they're destroying.
I know, we're gonna get rid of the police. What are you gonna replace them with? Well, we don't know. We're just gonna get rid of the police. We're gonna have community I don't know, something.
We're gonna send in social workers to negotiate with the bank against armed robbers.
Right, yes. So you have a police department that has a 100-year history of having principles and a code of conduct and, you know, the way that they do things, and they have training regimen, they have all this kind of stuff. Then we're gonna throw all that away. And we're just going to have some people.
Some community organizers.
Yeah,
that,
just walking around with guns, just making sure that everything is good. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Just asking, you know, do you need something? Yeah, whatever you have. That's probably what they're going to say, you know, with
yeah,
your buckets.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Okay, the left has destroyed male and female.
Well, yeah, of course. I saw here's another Babylon Bee.
Yeah.
It said that coronavirus affects men and women more than all other genders combined. Wow, that's something to think about. Wow.
It is, although it is true that it affects men more than women. But, yeah, of course, if it... Well, never mind. So, the left has destroyed male and female. They want to eliminate the categories. Teachers aren't supposed to call students boys and girls.
Oh, Lord.
They're like, trying to impose gender confusion on kids.
So, you know the term Latinx?
I've seen it, and right. I understand that, like, nobody uses it except people in universities.
Yes, so it was banned, Latino and Latina, right? To draw everything in the Romance languages, all nouns are masculine or feminine.
Right.
And so, University of California, wherever, banned the terms, all right? So we're going to tell you how to speak. And then, so this thing came out, yeah, 7% of Latinos use it, and 3/4 have never even heard of it. That is my favorite.
Because it makes no sense. How many words in Spanish end with an X like that?
Yeah, they're like, what? So that we can be more in... This is how the language works! Yeah. If I see,
right.
Yeah.
Remember,
oh, that's because you're on. Oh, well, because when I see a woman, I assume that she's a woman.
Yeah.
Well, there's the problem, isn't it? Is it really left?
I remember when I was studying Greek. You know, that you go through all these endings, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you look at the ending of the noun, and you know from the ending certain things about it, right?
Yeah.
Never mind all that. We're just going to stick an X back there.
Although the backlash is that this is some Anglo imposition on the language, which I'm kind of looking to
go.
See. It is. Right. It's a handful of university Latinos and a bunch of white woke professors who want to get on board telling Spanish speakers how they're supposed to speak.
Right.
Come
on. Yeah. So the other thing the left ruins is America. Because because they blame... It's like blame America first. Remember that saying from a long time ago?
That's
very true. It's like America is the worst place in the world if you compare it to utopia.
Yeah.
But it's the best place in the world if you compare it to, like, real places.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Because you can find flaws,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, why don't you break it down
with
to...
your imagined utopia, which doesn't exist anyway, right?
And it's so much better than any utopia that any utopians have ever come up with.
Right.
Every attempt at utopia has been a complete disaster. So actually, compared to any real utopias, the only thing it doesn't hold up to is this thing.
It's the pretend utopias.
In your
yes.
stupid mind.
The pretend utopias.
Well, I don't know.
All right, Thanksgiving.
Oh, now what?
So Thanksgiving, you'll always see the stuff before Thanksgiving about how to tell your stupid family about climate change, or, you know,
yes, but
whatever.
It's all right, but it's a bunch of people who hate Thanksgiving trying to find something to write about in some liberal magazine, and everybody else is like, you know what, we got this, we don't need you to lecture us on how to not talk to our awful Trump supporting uncle.
Well, this sort of goes back to our anywheres versus somewheres thing, because what happens is the anywheres run off to San Francisco and have all their crazy ideas, and then they have to come back to Pennsylvania, and talk to, you know, real people about, you know, normal things. Now they can't do that because their heads are so full of crazy.
And now they get to roll their eyes and then go back to New York City and San Francisco and talk about what a bunch of hicks that, you know, they're so fortunate to have gotten away from because they're, you know, regular Americans.
Right. Yeah.
Who just want to enjoy All right, so our man of the week is sticking with the theme of how the left ruins everything.
It does.
Ruins cities and police departments.
Yes, and here, so here we have this black woman police chief. You would think she would be unassailable. She should be like...
No, but she actually wants to stop crime.
I know. The thing is that she is a serious police chief.
Yes.
She wants to do what police chiefs are supposed to do. And what she's stuck with is that idiot politicians are trying to take away all their money, and they're going along with this defund the police kind of crap. And she's like, sorry, I'm done.
Cutting budgets, and just a general lack of respect for the police officers, telling them not to do their jobs.
Yeah.
And she... now, I wonder, do you think she's being squeezed out? Or do you think that she's just had enough?
Well, I don't know. Because if you were to squeeze somebody out, why would you squeeze out a black woman?
I know it.
But I think she's just standing on her principle. She's saying, you're going to start cutting funding to these people that are my people. These are the people that I've been mentoring and working with, mm-hmm. and trying to help them. And you're going to start cutting them? No. Forget it. I'm done. So
you remember last year... I sent you the link. I don't know if you saw that Seattle is dying. Right, it's just about how the Liberal City Council has decided to not prosecute crimes, not worry about homelessness, be more interested in handing out clean needles than stopping people from pooping on the sidewalk.
Right,
they had the second highest property crime in the country after San Francisco. Surprise, surprise. And all of these things that they just won't... Yeah, I mean, trespassing, we're not prosecuting. We're not trespassing. We've taken shoplifting up to $900, just right around a cell phone. We're not prosecuting that. Public defecation, all the quality of life things that Rudy Giuliani used to turn New York City around is exactly what they said we are not doing anymore.
How do you run a shoe store where everything in the store is under $900? Where people are just basically invited by the city to come in and steal whatever they want because they're not going to prosecute it.
Yep, they're not. And the word gets out very quickly, and what do you get? You get Seattle is dying, and I'm glad she's moving out. And now, when I talked about Chaz a few weeks ago, I was saying how much I loved it because I just want to see what it looks like when these people's ideas are implemented.
Right.
And so... I just feel bad for the decent people of Seattle, but I want to see the city collapse. Just all of the innocent people, hardworking people who don't deserve that.
Yeah.
I hate to see them suffer.
Right.
However, a majority of them are voting for these a-holes
on
city council, so maybe they deserve it.
Maybe it is partly their fault. I would like to see
all of the people who didn't vote for these city council people, who own businesses, who make money, just leave.
Yeah. Exactly, and that's happening.
Yeah, it is.
Police are leaving the job because nobody's supporting them. People are leaving California because California's crazy. People are leaving the cities because the cities have been crazy. It's like, the one thing that Gordon Liddy used to say about the way liberals would legislate is liberals would look at like the current makeup of a how many people are in this income bracket, how many people are in this income bracket, blah blah blah, and then they'd make a rule based on that. And Liddy would say, you know what they always miss is that when you aim at somebody, they move. You know, like when you try to say we're going to impose this tax on people who build boats, well, people are going to stop building boats.
Yeah.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
And what's happening now is people are reacting, they're moving, they're changing because of the crazy, stupid policies that are going on in the cities and. In these little Chaz zones and everything else. People are
Carmen, ex-Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best, enjoy your retirement.
Yes.
I hope you get far from Seattle and enjoy the rest of your life.
And I hope you become a politician and get some of this stuff straight.
Feel sorry for the next police chief.
Yes.
And we're going to keep an eye on this one.
Carmen, you're the man of the week.
Yes, you are.
All right.